Welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio, where we have some wonderful live music lined up for you. Quiz question, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, will be coming your way at 12:30, plus or minus. And it's, I think, one that you can have a pretty good shot at getting the right answer to. All of that, though, after a good deal of music. And the music's going to be coming from, actually, a brother and sister team today, although most of the time they will be playing separately. So Julian and Tabby Ree, and both of them are Final Forte finalists from 2015-2016, and both have been performing quite extensively, too. Julian, let's start with you, since you're going to be playing first. Welcome back to the midday.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been here a time or two before.
Oh, yes.
And always, what shall we say, playing some pretty demanding stuff.
I suppose, yeah.
So let's see, you must be, what, in about, did you just finish 10th grade?
Yes, I just finished my sophomore year.
Uh-huh. Homeschooled?
Nope.
Oh, you're not. Oh, that's right, you're Brookfield.
Yes.
Brookfield East High School?
Yes, Brookfield East.
Okay, and so what have you been doing other than going to high school?
Lots of practicing, going to Chicago for violin lessons, and then that's pretty much it. Schoolwork, and also just practicing a lot, so.
Some actual performances in there, I'll bet?
Of course, yes.
Here and there?
Yep.
Well, as far as today is concerned, the thing that you're going to be starting out with is some of the most famous violin music. Actually, everything you're playing today is is pretty well known. And demanding, too. But the Bach violin sonatas, these are works that show off the instrument to great effect, and the performer, too. And you're going to be performing a couple of movements from the violin sonata number 2 in A minor by Bach. And what do these movements tell us about the demands Bach places on his violinist?
Oh, the first movement's a lot slower, so you need a lot of bow control, vibrato, a little different from what I'm going to be playing the last movement, which is just more technically fast passages with string crossings. So they're very different because of the how fast they go and just what it requires of your violin playing. So.
Okay, so these are contrasting movements, which yes. Is, of course, what it's all about most of the time. The first being called grave, and the second allegro. And your pianist, lest we forget, Stephen Ayers, welcome also to the midday. And so if you're both ready, shall we get to it?
Yes.
Okay. Two movements, first two movements of the Bach Violin Sonata, number 2 in A minor, Julian Ree with Stephen Ayers at the piano.
Thank you.
And bravo. Two movements, the first and the fourth, from the Bach Violin Sonata number 2 in A minor. Julian Ree, the violinist there. And before I forget to ask this question a little later, Julian, about violins and sort of growing into and growing out of an instrument, what's been your experience at the ripe old age of 15 or so?
I think at the beginning when I started, I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. It was just kind of a fun kind of little hobby I did on the side. But as I got older, if you love it, you just know you want to stick to it. So as I've gotten older, I've just wanted to play violin more and more and practice and just get better. And so I think for a lot of people, if you really love what you're doing, then as you get older, you just realize how much you want to stick to that as you get older.
And what about the instruments themselves? I mean, you seem to have a very nice sounding one there, but what did you play before that? And what other instruments, violins, do you play or do you plan to play?
Well, of course, when I was younger, I just played on, you know, any instrument I could get pretty much that we got. But I guess as I got more serious, we started looking into getting, you know, better violins, and you know, we went to some shops and we got some good ones, and I'm not actually sure what I'm playing on at the moment, but
you don't know.
No, but it's just, we go to the shop and they give us good violins when I have big performances or competitions, so I kind of switch in and out of multiple instruments. Good one here and there.
A good one here and there?
Yeah.
That must make it a little more difficult, though, to be playing a different instrument, you know, every other time, and you have to get adjusted to that all over again.
Right, so I usually try to get the instrument at least a couple weeks before, so then I have at least a few days to get used to it, and then I can work on it for week and a half or so before the performance or competition.
So this one you're playing, how does that stack up? Is this one of the good ones?
Oh yes.
I would think so.
Yeah, this is definitely, you know, it's up there with all the good violins that I've had so far. So
have you found one yet that you want to, so to speak, get married to?
I mean, I would love to, but they're a little bit out of my league at the moment. But
yeah. Well, that's a constant scramble for violinists. I mean, you know, even ones who record on the world stage often use violins on loan from collections.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go from one sibling to the other now, and bring in Tabby Ree, who was a Final Forte finalist for 2016. And now, do you, Tabby, welcome to the Midday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You play the violin as well as the viola, is that right?
Oh, yes, I play both.
And,
Well, I switched to the viola this past year. I've been playing the violin for a long time, but I'll be, I just finished my senior year of high school, and I'll be taking an extra year and applying this fall to major in viola performance.
Is that kind of like a strategic move for you, or is that really kind of the instrument that you love?
I definitely do like the viola a lot, and in a way, it kind of fits me emotionally. And I think,
I'd love to hear more about that.
It has a lot of lower registers, like the cello, and I always like the rich sound of a cello, and it's been pretty good. Being able to play a different type of instrument that has different registers and sound qualities and such.
And well, there's a demand for violas too, of course, out there.
Yes.
Although maybe not so many fantastic concertos, but you have picked one today, which is one of the most famous of the viola concertos by the English composer, 20th century English composer William Walton.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to be playing the first movement from that concerto.
Yes.
And what are the hurdles that you must overcome in this, Tabby?
I think since it's more a 20th century piece, it has a lot of dissonance to it, and there's a lot of melodic lines in the piece, but you kind of have to look for them, and it's very different in terms of it's not like the Romantic era, so it's kind of different in a way, the intervals and sounds like that. So you have to find which melodies you want to bring out. And so,
So, well, that's, yeah, that's a challenge with a lot of 20th century and newer music, too. But as I say, this one, being one of the most famous, clearly has an appeal that has bridged many decades now. And now we'll bring in our pianist, Steve Ayers, and we'll hear the first movement of William Walton's Viola Concerto, and the violist is Tabby Ree.
Thank you.
The first movement from William Walton's Viola Concerto, and the violist for the occasion, Tabby Rhee, will be hearing more from her a little bit later in the hour. And before you go away, though, let me just ask you this. We have a violinist, we have a violist. Are there any more Rhees in the offing there that you could make a string quartet with or something like that?
I mean, for now, at least, Julian's a violinist, I'm a violist. That's all we have.
That's all you have to offer at this point. Well, maybe you can find some friends, at least, to come up with a couple more who would be a good string quartet combination. Have you played much chamber music?
Yes, I have. We have been in a piano trio, but it's been a piano, violin, and viola. And we've actually played... I've been in a quartet in the past, and we went to Fishhoff for that, to the quarterfinals. But I was currently in a trio. We played the Brahms B major, number one, the piano trio, but we transcribed it for viola. So I played the viola part for the cello part, I played on viola. So it was kind of difficult with the high registers, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. Well, I'm sure you have a lot more fun ahead of you, too. And now, back to Julian Rhee, final Forte winner from 2015.
Yes.
And this is at least your second appearance on the midday, and now you've got one of the most famous of all virtuoso violin pieces at hand here, the great Carmen Fantasy of Pablo de Sarasate.
Yep, it's from the opera, as many of you may know. So,
the opera Carmen, a virtual parade of melodies from that opera.
Yes,
but all dressed up in virtuoso trappings that require you to go running the high hurdles again.
Yes.
Any particular techniques in this that we should be listening for?
Well, I'd say that the beginning of the final variation with the thirds is one of the most difficult sections. So it's just all thirds, up and down violin, back and forth. So that's probably the most technically difficult section of this piece, I'd say.
But there are plenty of others too. Okay, yes. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so this is Julian Rhee, and at the piano again, Steve Ayres with the Carmen Fantasy by Pablo de Sarasate.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when you look at the violin objectively, it's a wonder anybody could make music out of such a thing at all. But you've, Julian Ray, you've pretty much brought an entire opera out of that violin there. The Carmen Fantasy of Pablo de Sarasate, that's a Spanish composer adapting themes by a French composer, which were Spanish in the first place. So it's quite a lot going on in that work. And quite a masterful performance there.
Oh, thank you.
And now one more from Tabby and Julian Ray this time performing together. Does that work out okay for you? I just seem to notice a little bit of, what shall we say, back and forth a second ago.
Yeah, we get along.
It works out okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Do you perform together often?
Yes. We do it here and there.
Yeah.
We actually played the Passacaglia, many venues, and we've enjoyed it a lot. And now we're playing Schindler's List.
That's right. This is that John Williams theme from the film Schindler's List.
Thank you.
theme from Schindler's List by John Williams. Tabby and Julian Ree, the violist and violinist respectively, the pianist Stephen Ayers. And so now you're both students at Brookfield East High School?
Yep.
Yes.
And you, Tabby, are about to, you're going into your senior year?
Oh, I just finished my senior
Just finished your, so yes. You're actually going on to where?
I'm taking an extra year to, I'm applying this fall, and I'll be majoring in the viola.
And so, and where are you going to be doing that?
Sorry?
Where will you be then actually going to school next year?
Oh, I'm applying this fall.
Oh, you're applying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, you have more work yet to do there at Brookfield East.
Yes.
Well, thanks both of you for being on the Midday today. A pleasure
having
you.
Thank you.
I look forward to your next visit.